It's time for Speed Jokes, sponsored by Team Hochberg. Folks, send in jokes. Thank you for doing that to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. We got jokes from Maggie and Melanie Sprengel and Monique and LaGrange and Tim and Poplar Grove. Thank you, Stephanie Alberti. We got your joke. And Mike in Lombard, Diane of Orland Park, and Father Ron, who says he has a cup of coffee in his office every morning at 9:40 listening to Speed Jokes. Oh, and a shout out to Aiden and his grandpa in West Chicago. Be listening tomorrow. And Judy is listening to us at Reliant Air Conditioning in Frankfurt. She wrote, "Good morning, John. I love your morning show, as I am the only staff in the office. I appreciate you and the gang keeping me company while I work. It's a goal of mine to get a speed joke read on the air someday. So here goes. And thank you all for making me laugh and smile every day. What is it when a short person waves at you? That's a microwave. What would you call the smartest pig of all? Einswine. I called the discount exterminator. A guy came by with a rolled up newspaper. You know your marriage is in trouble if your wife says, you're only interested in one thing and you can't remember what it is. I think that's an old person joke, too. You know you're getting old when, after gobbling down his dinner, the dung beetle asked to be excused. No, his mother said, not until you finish your pee.
In the following scene, Dave Annett will impersonate a 200-pound canary.
Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Hey, Dave, I'm opening a series of kissing booths where you can have one last kiss with someone you used to date.
Stop.
I'm calling it Great Expec Stations.
Archaeologists have unearthed a job application for medieval monks. Following are questions from the interview form.
Do you sing by chance? Do you suffer from claustrophobia? Have you acquired any bad habits? Have you ever flown a buttress? Do you have any friar convictions? All questions on the interview form. Hey, Dave, did you know the space between your butt cheeks actually gets warm enough to hard-boil an egg?
Oh, no, I'm not falling for that one again.
Wait, what?